Right now, it's showtime.
It's Dave.
And Mahoney.
Dave.
Mahoney.
Dave.
Mahoney. Dave. Gotta be Mahoney. Gotta be Mahoney.
Yeah, Dave.
Dave.
Right, man. Dave.
And Mahoney.
Never mind that shit. Here comes Dave and Mahoney.
Well, hello, friends, and thank you for joining us. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Some bad news is that the owls are back.
Mm. Why is this bad news? Owls are, like, well, they eat rodents, man.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm a big fan of owls, and I actually enjoy owls terrorizing other people, but I can understand how, for the people being terrorized by the owls, it would be bad news.
I understand young children sometimes hate owls because they steal their Tootsie Pops.
Mm.
And that owl's a son of a bitch.
Do you even think that kids today know how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Have they even ever asked the question? Because I don't think that today's youth would have anywhere near the level of patience that it would take.
There's no commercials for a Tootsie Pop.
It was three licks. And then that son of a bitch
just bit through it.
He is a selfish lover.
Gets to the point.
Three licks and then I'm done.
That was all. That was three.
Nobody liked you, Al.
Did you ever try to?
Also, why he had glasses. Owls have great eyesight. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that owl?
Okay, so let me ask you this. As a kid, did you ever try to see how many licks it would take to get in the center? And did you succeed in actually doing it, or did you also freak out and bite it?
Because I always ran into a problem of what constituted the center of a Tootsie Pop, because was it as soon as your tongue hit the Tootsie?
Yes, that is the center.
But there was still plenty of candy shell on the outside.
Doesn't matter. You could just lick it one tiny spot and just burrow right through. That would technically be getting to the center.
Well, I mean, I've done that, but I never fully completed the the removal of outside hard
the
candy
DJ
shell.
Khaled of this radio show. So
I mean, I'm the sting, sir. The sting.
Sure. Animal rescuers in South Africa said that a court session was interrupted when an owl swooped into the chamber through a hole in the ceiling. The owl started flying around the room, and the judge and the entire room full of people ran out screaming.
A bunch of bitches.
What was the court hearing for?
It doesn't say, which is kind That's of a important. Bummer, because I would have loved if... Do you get a mistrial for that?
No.
Is that a good sign or a really bad sign?
No, it's just seen as recess, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Did they say, as the judge was screaming and running out of the courtroom, "I'll see my way out"?
Who let this guy in here?
Oh, God. It's actually a pretty cute owl. It's a cute owl.
Is that the chick who's going to jail?
I doubt it. They're like, "Hey, you're a suspect, and you're going to jail for capital murder."
That was her accomplice. That was what her plan was for.
That's going
to
bust me out of here
the whole time.
What kind of janky-ass court has holes in the ceiling?
A hole in the ceiling, right? Yeah.
Now, where was this at?
South Africa.
South Africa. South
Africa? Africa. I didn't know owls existed there. Maybe that's me being incredibly dumb, but I guess whenever I think of South Africa, I'm not thinking like
owls.
I'm thinking like blood diamonds, you know?
That's fun. Some good news today as well. A carjacker got caught.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because he, much like Mahoney, can't drive a stick shift.
I can drive a stick.
No, you can't.
I drive sticks all the time.
This 25-year-old kid named Andrew knocked on a woman's car door. She's out in the parking lot. He had his hand in his pocket, and he told her to get out because he would kill her if she didn't let him take the car. She believed he might have a gun, so she's like, you know what? This is just a car. I'm not going to risk it.
Mm-hmm.
Got out, went to a nearby store, called the cops. Andrew struggled to get the Audi A3 moving because didn't know how to drive a stick.
Mm.
He gave up and ran away as the sirens started to get louder, but he took the car keys with him, thinking maybe he'll come back later for it. And he didn't realize that the keys had an air tag on them.
Oh,
so
yes.
Very
Smart.
Easy to track him down.
I don't have air tags on my keys.
I thought about buying some air tags this weekend.
For
what?
My keys and wallet.
Oh, I had one in my wallet, but I took it out to put it on my son.
Like, my backpack has like an air tag holder in it as well.
Yeah, mine too.
So I was thinking
that
about
handy?
That. Yeah. Dude, four for $89 at Costco.
You are becoming increasingly more and more paranoid every day, and I love it. Yeah. You're going to be tracking everything. You have cameras in every room of your house.
Sure do.
I mean, okay, you just said you tracked your son. You put an AirTag on your kid.
I put an AirTag on my kid at Disneyland.
Yeah, well, it got peed all over. It probably doesn't work anymore.
Bitch, be a real parent and put your kid on a leash.
Yeah, like the good old days.
Yeah, I tried to find one. They were out.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So this is not going to be an easy question, but what is the superior form of chicken?
Fried. 100%.
Just fried chicken, not a chicken wing or a chicken nugget. I mean, I know that nuggets and wings are fried, but you're just saying straight fried chicken is your favorite.
I mean, like fried, like Chick-fil-A patty fried, but fried like KFC fried. Mm-hmm. Also frying,
breaded,
in my opinion.
Breaded and fried.
Lightly breaded and fried, yeah.
Lightly breaded and fried, got it.
Because I was thinking more of the part of the chicken.
That would qualify as well. If you had, like, if you just said chicken wings, I think that's a very specific thing. If you say fried, I think a bucket of KFC.
We got chicken breasts. Why don't they serve chicken ass? For the guys who like, you know.
Yeah, it's unfair to the butt guys.
Yeah. What's going on?
Wouldn't that be the thigh? Thigh and the leg?
Nah, you need the upper.
I need the glute.
Yeah.
I want a whole chicken glute, please.
Isn't that technically part of the glute of a chicken?
The thigh? No.
Have you ever seen a butt cheek of a chicken, guys?
Not yet. They may need to hit the gym. Start getting that cake.
I think it's like that whole part.
Do chickens have squat enough?
That's something that I learned right now. Chickens don't have asses.
No, they don't. Not like that. They're not like walking around with like glute muscles.
Everyone else has an ass.
Yeah, you got like pork butt?
Yeah.
Pork butt and pork shoulder are also the same thing, and I didn't realize that.
Wait, are they?
What?
What?
It's like the same thing. It's like the shoulder of the hip, which would technically be like...
Okay, yeah, I guess it makes sense.
The butt. Because they're also not walking around with booty cheeks.
They don't want to talk about eating pig booty?
Like, think about it. They're not like walking around with cheeks like some human beings.
I've seen some thick pigs.
Yeah, them pigs got cake.
Are they go to like Dr. Miami or something? Like, why do they have the implants?
I want to buy a chicken to get it the butt implants.
Why? Oh, I wasn't necessary. You swat shaming chickens now.
Little Brazilian butt lift.
Little BBL.
That's right.
I don't know. I guess to answer your question, probably thighs, and I would also go fried.
Dark meat.
Dark meat is superior. If you say chicken breast, I swear to God, I'm throwing this table. Chicken breast is like the bottom of the barrel part of the chicken.
But the rotisserie chicken's real good.
Sure, but even on those, the chicken breast is like good for a day if you don't quickly eat it while it's still warm the first day. There's no such thing as a good second day chicken breast.
I asked you guys is because there is some chicken drama right now going on. There is a Chicago man that has filed a lawsuit. It is a class action lawsuit against Buffalo Wild Wings, saying the restaurant is charging too much for its boneless wings, which are basically nuggets and not made from the actual wing of a chicken.
Fair.
He contends that boneless wings are not actually part of a chicken wing, but instead slices of chicken breast deep fried like wings.
I feel like if you file dumbass lawsuits, we need to have like a F around and find out clause. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you wasting everybody's time with this? Like, he loses, he gets punched square in the face from Mike Tyson.
Nah, man, but he could be lowering the price of the chicken wing.
So no. You're saying that you would like to join his class action lawsuit?
I just think the Karen that it's of the funny. Show. If he's got money and he's got the time, why not? I mean, like, these companies, these massive companies, like, they're going to just bury this, so it doesn't matter. Like, this is not going to see the light of day.
It's just so dumb and a waste of everybody's time.
What do you mean?
Do you know what do you mean? What's funny
like
is that
this would come across the table and somebody would get pumped. They'd be like, this is going to be an easy win. This is an easy check for any lawyer, USA, anywhere.
But Buffalo Wild Wings has to pay their lawyers.
And you're like worried about Buffalo Wild Wings money?
That's going to increase the prices. There's no free lunch. That's going to increase the prices of their stuff.
It's not.
Sure it is.
Do you know how many lawsuits that all companies probably get every single day and we're not seeing the inflated price?
If we had a Mike Tyson punch you in the face clause.
I'm not against it.
Man.
File a stupid lawsuit, you lose.
Mike Tyson punches
you. Don't go to jail. You just get punched once in the face by Mike Tyson. That's it.
Sure.
Yep. Child elderly, men, women, anybody.
Going we don't down.
What is it? Lady Justice is blind.
85-year-old lady?
Yep.
File a frivolous lawsuit?
Yep.
You're going down.
This is David Mahoney. Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for David Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
What chain restaurant or fast food franchise has the worst clientele in your opinion?
Message deleted.
The way that I would rate the worst clientele is how tough the employees are. And pound for pound, no question, Popeyes has got the toughest employees. Like, you walk into a Popeyes and try to start something.
Popeyes employees getting their ass beat.
Nope. See, but I mean, I also feel like that was just a weird time of the chicken sandwich. I don't really feel like people are throwing down like that all of the time at a Popeyes.
But you notice they were ready.
I think that I would have to disagree because the absolute just, there's one on every corner, everywhere you go. There's so much foot traffic. McDonald's has to have.
I think it varies too much.
And they're open like 24/7 in some areas. Like, I don't know. I just feel like they're or Taco Bell.
I've never been
because of the drunks.
I've never been into a. I know plenty of fights happen at McDonald's. Personally, I've never been into a fight in a McDonald's. But every single White Castle I've ever been into, there's been a fight. But granted, it's always 2 a.m.
White Castle, Popeyes, and then if we expand it out a little bit. Waffle House has probably had the worst clientele.
But that's not fast food.
That's not fast food, but I'm telling you, like, as a youth going to Waffle House, we would be surprised if we didn't see a fight.
Waffle House is more dangerous than all those others combined.
Absolutely.
I even think that we need to take, again, I'm saying Popeyes, you've got to take it off because they don't have the dollar menu. And I feel like that matters because when you're drunk and you're in college, the cheaper the items, I think the more like, the more like desperate the clientele to come in and like just if you don't give me this $1 chicken sandwich right
now, you're already hammered. You have $3 in your pocket. You're ready to go.
So last
got nothing
week,
to lose.
Nothing.
Last week when I was visiting St. Louis, I drove. I always drive around. I'm from St. Louis, so I always drive around to see stuff that I used to places I used to go.
A little bit of nostalgia, sure.
Yeah. Especially like when you have time to kill. Because I think I got into town and I had like 8 hours before my flight.
Oh, really?
You know, you can only eat so much stuff. And so my wife and I are driving around, and we're driving around downtown St. Louis, and there's a bar that I used to frequent all the time.
Is it still standing?
It is.
Oh,
and it's been there for like 50 years, but it's a college bar. I mean, it's been there for so long, but it's always been a college bar. And I heard some commercials on the radio there. It's still a college bar. But they do dollar pitchers now, but they used to do 25-cent pitchers. How much would it take for you guys to go on a Tuesday night to a place that's doing like 25-cent pitchers in a college town?
I would do that for free.
Would you?
Yes. I mean, not regularly. That sounds like hell. But just like the one-off, just to like, you talking
that
about.
That sounds like, I mean, hell to
you
me
talk
now.
About the nostalgia, like just going and just like witnessing.
But drunk underage kids who don't know how to hold their liquor.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
That just
That's
seems
what I mean.
Like awful to
Wouldn't
me.
Be fun to do regularly, but man, just one time just going and observing all of the madness.
I don't know, man. I worked in a college bar for a really long time
where
you're babysitting all the kids. But I mean, it just depends. So those nights were always hit and miss. So it was like if there wasn't going to be like if it was like midterms and like some people were finishing up, like those were going to be the really busy like Tuesdays or like Wednesdays. Right. But otherwise, like sometimes we were so dead. And then there was always just that one person who came with like that one group of like five that came in and they were just the only ones in the bar getting blackout. And you knew you were going to have to probably clean up barf and get that like pink sawdust.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, it was like I would have preferred the more busy nights. To the group of five who came
for
in.
For sure, because the busy nights at least like fly by, too, because you're constantly on the move. Mm. But yeah, when you know that you're like, that's going to be the puker right there. That's the one.
My dad worked in the restaurant industry his whole life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe about 20 years ago, I remember distinctly, I was visiting him and we had a conversation about, like, you know, I think I had just turned 21. And he's like, and we were talking about the prices of beer. He always went to the place that charged $1 more for the beer
for that reason
he's like just I'm willing to pay the extra dollar per beer to stay away from the riffraff rather than go into the cheapest place in town.
That's a riffraff.
I know
tax.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight.
Yeah.
He's like, I just don't want to fight some dumb cowboy for, you know, because I played a rock and roll song.
He's like, I'm still going to get blackout, but yeah. I don't want to be around other people that are losers
yes.
that are also blacked out.
Exactly.
Yeah. Please leave a message after the tone.
Yeah, what new movies, video games, or even events are you guys excited for this year?
Message deleted.
I don't know if there's any specific content that I'm really excited about, but my kids are pretty stoked about the new Mario movie coming out.
I knew you were going to say that. I thought of you the other day. I saw the
it looks
trailer.
I mean, visually, it looks phenomenal.
It looks awesome.
But Chris Pratt being Mario.
It's going to be fine.
God, I hope somebody.
It's not going to be fine.
I know the internet.
It's just not.
The internet exists, so I think. At some point, Audrey, we'll have somebody who actually can voice a real Mario dub over all of his crappy lines, and we can watch it because visually it looks like, you know,
it looks awesome.
A great version of the video game, plus Jack Black as Bowser. I'm here for that.
Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong.
That's what I mean. They've got a huge cast of people.
Everybody's great except for Chris Pratt.
It's really annoying that Chris Pratt is the one that they chose.
It really, we didn't need, like, you know who would have been great? Danny McBride.
Danny DeVito, even.
Danny DeVito.
He could have just stepped into the movie and put a hat on.
Any actual Italian.
Yeah, he's not, he wouldn't be appropriating culture.
This is so funny.
And he is shaped like a Goomba.
He is
shaped like Mario, actually, really. Little guy, love him.
For me, no real movies I'm like looking forward to. I'm just kind of out of that scene. Like, there's... You know, the last Shazam movie came out, and, you know, I'm just like, what? There was even a new...
Flopped.
I thought.
No, I think it's flopped.
Underperformed pretty significantly.
Okay, but,
from the last one. I didn't even know there was a first Shazam.
First one was good.
No idea.
That Zachary Levi is pretty good. But for me, it's Diablo 4. So that's like my next, my Call of Duty squad. We are going to transition over to that for a while.
Oh, are you? You guys already are planning the move, huh?
Well, we're going to play both. Mm. But, you know, it's just, I used to play Diablo, which I know it's a very kind of niche game.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to play it for hours and hours and hours on end. So now, like, actually having, like, friends who will also play it with me makes me very excited.
That is super exciting. I'm happy for you.
Please Thank leave you. A message after the tone.
I don't think we realize how much weight our society puts on Excel. Everything is spreadsheets. If Excel suddenly goes away, our whole world collapses.
Message deleted.
I don't know how to use spreadsheets.
I've been using Excel and the Google Sheets version of Excel for my entire life.
Really?
Since I was a child.
What?
And I still have no idea how it works properly.
Do
I know
have
that there's different ways to,
what,
like,
track in there?
Cells. And that's about it.
Like the cells and have them, whether it's time or money or
I've never
whatever.
Done any.
I took a class on it. And
really?
Dude, it is crazy the amount of stuff that Excel does.
They have
you ever made a spreadsheet?
Never, not once in my life. Why would I ever make a spreadsheet?
I don't know, work.
How would that make our work better?
to organize things?
Somebody else can do that.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
See, this is dangerous here. Audrey, you've been talking about how your boyfriend has got this sweet tooth, and it is affecting your diet.
It is.
What kind of sweet tooth has he got?
I've always found that, like, the opposites tend to work pretty well, because my wife has a huge sweet tooth, but I'm not a sweets guy at
all. Same with my wife. My wife doesn't indulge in, like, bad stuff.
Yeah, no, I indulge in bad stuff, just not specifically that.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, it works in our favor, because when my wife, like, wants to have something sweet, like, wants to order, you know,
like
crumble cookies or something like that, and I'm not having dessert, sometimes she'll find the willpower to not do it, but I know that if I was encouraging her and doing it along with her every single night.
I've got a friend who I grew up with who I spent most of my, like, youth around, and we spent, like, you know, all of our nights and stuff together in high school and in college, and we both just, like, enabled each other.
Yeah.
And just having that kind of, like, enabling is why I gained 100 pounds.
That's why.
So we actually had a conversation not too long ago on air about Hostess and the, like, oatmeal cream pies and zebra cakes.
Did you actually go out and get them?
Yes.
You get some Star Crunches?
Yeah.
Star Crunches?
We got
Star Crunches in the freezer.
We got the rolls, the Swiss rolls.
Swiss rolls.
Zebra cakes.
Yep.
Oatmeal cream pies.
Yeah.
What are the white ones with the chocolate swirl on top?
Isn't that zebra cakes?
Okay, well, so then we got those. But then what's the chocolate one with the vanilla swirl on top?
It's just the opposite of that.
Right, but it has a name. We got those.
Just the
too.
Cupcakes. The little, it's like a little circle, like three little circles.
Yeah,
that's the Hostess cupcakes.
Okay, and
OG cupcakes.
And then I think we got some Snickerdoodle something. I don't know, man.
Did you get the Nutty Bar?
We had them in our hand, but I actually said this is enough.
You bought all of these at the same time?
Yeah. So we did this. Because Harley is my boyfriend's daughter, she's 10, was going to have a sleepover. And we had just talked about this on air, and he was listening, and he was like, you are so right. There was nothing better than going over to someone's house and them just being stocked full of, like, sweet treats.
So he's like, we're going to be that
game.
House.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was like, let's do it. So we go get all of the sweet treats,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of, that was the gas. That was the fuel to the fire. And... it's gotten to the point now where I'll hear in like the pantry, like rummaging around, like in all of like the plastic stuff of like him. And he's like, just one more. And he'll just like go back and get more. Like those were supposed to be for Harley.
Is he like hoofing them down in the pantry? Is he like doing that thing where he's like kind of hiding it where you know, you hear somebody in the pantry and there's enough crunching going on with a plastic opening and then they're,
you gotta be sneaky about that.
They're in there long enough where you're like, so.
You ate two of them, didn't you?
Yeah, you eat oatmeal cream pies in the pantry before you come out.
No, he's like proud of his choices, so he'll like lay them out like the zebra cake, the Swiss roll, and the oatmeal cream pie, and he'll put them in order of like most excited to eat to least excited to eat. But what's killing me is not the fact that I never ever throughout my day really, unless it's like that god-awfully time of the month where I'm like, I've got to get this oatmeal cream pie in my mouth immediately. Like, yeah. I'm never craving anything like that. Like, I usually am more of like a chocolate, like a Dove chocolate or those Lindor chocolate things. Like, or a handful of chocolate chips. Like, yeah. I want the actual chocolate.
Sure.
So I have the ability to like refrain from that, but he does the sweetest thing where whatever he's eating, he wants to give me a bite of it. So, like, I'll be sitting on the couch or whatever, and you're like, here, baby.
Was he
and
feed it to you, like,
yes!
grapes? Like, you're like a Roman goddess?
So, like, I'll just be sitting there watching whatever, and he's like, here, baby, you want a bite? I'm like, you're so cute, of course. Like, I can't not tell him no. But it's creating this internal issue where I know I'm about to blow up. Like, I know I have to tell him no, but he's so cute. I don't want to tell him no.
He's sitting over there trying to give you a bite. You're like, baby, you're going to give me diabetes.
I know. God. And, like, the other day, this is actually.
Can't die without diabetes.
She can't.
True.
But the other day, too, this sparked another interesting dynamic of sweets. We were craving ice cream. And his mom and Harley had gone out and gotten their own flavors, and that both of us were like, bleh, too. And he looked at me, and he was like, let's go get her out. And I was like, okay. So we went to go, and he's like, what do you want? I was like, I don't know why, but I've just been craving a McFlurry. And I saw on the menu that they have the new Shamrock McFlurry, because it's the month of March.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I was like, let me try this. Gross. If you like Shamrock McFlurries, you're disgusting.
But, I mean, people are all about that Shamrock shake.
It's so gross. It's like Listerine. It is so foul. Rough. It wasn't even like swirled right. It was so disgusting.
Maybe
you
just got a bad one, though.
Well, no, there's no way. Don't stand up for McDonald's. It's so gross.
I just know there's a lot of people out there who love the Shamrock
gross.
Shakes.
They're ghouls and goblins of human beings. There's no way that you're like, nom, 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 this is tasty. Like,
you're going to get a lot of hate.
Fine, come for me. 833-YO-DUMMY. At Audrey on air. Let's fist fight over this because this is disgusting. I'm just cursed. It's so gross.
Did you still eat this Shamrock McFlurry?
So I had a couple bites. Uh-huh. Here's where it gets a little testy. So I had a couple bites and he goes, that is the grossest thing I've ever tasted. Let's go back and throw it at him. Like, that's how angry we were over this. But better yet, he was like, don't even have another bite. We'll stop somewhere else and get
additional
ice cream.
You guys.
So we ended up eating like oatmeal cream pies, McFlurries, and then we went back and we got vanilla ice cream, which sounds so bland, but we put whipped cream and peanut butter and chocolate chips and made it our own little tasty fat treat. And
guys,
I am going to say that this is how I want to like initiate my 600-pound life like episode.
This is the, we're gonna film the audition tape right now.
Just go ahead and get the before picture because like in a month.
This is
it's gonna be wild.
Yeah, it's gonna be two of you.
Most people go backwards as we go towards summer.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Not me.
Your summer bod is round.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP and on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
There is a certain person. So vile, so arrogant. A middle ground between horrible and useless. A culinary and retail nightmare. A person who we call Karen.
Karen! Why did you do that? Why did you do that? Why?
These are the Karen Chronicles.
Why did you do that, Karen?
The things that the Karens and the Darrens of the world will get mad at, it knows no bounds. It can literally be anything. We've seen Karens and Darrens furious at purchases that they have made on Amazon. Obviously, the normal things, the restaurants and establishments that they've gone into because they haven't been pleased. But we also had a Karen just the other day who was mad because she just simply couldn't find the place that she was looking for, and so she gave it a one-star review.
Dave
claimed it didn't exist.
There are no problems too big or especially too small that need to be ignored by these Karens and Darrens of the world. They will put their prose to paper and let the world know that they are displeased.
A single review to share with you today on Candy Crush. Yes, the mobile game. It's got 4.6 out of 5 stars, 33 million reviews.
Whoa, that's a lot.
It's a lot. Amber M said 5 out of 5 stars. I'm addicted. Level 400. Dot, dot, dot. Well, I was on level 400. Make sure you save your progress. I got a new phone and thought it was automatically being saved because my Facebook account, it wasn't. Had to start all over. Still gave it 5 out of 5 stars.
What level are you on?
I was just wondering.
Oh, God. You really want me to look?
Yeah. Right, I want to know what kind of junkie. I know you don't play it as much as you used to.
Not as much, but still. Like, traveling and stuff, still. Okay, I'm firing it up right now.
But you've also paid.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
This thing. I swear to God.
Can you go back into your, like, credit card and Google Candy Crush?
Like, how much?
You've spent? Oh, like I did, God. With DoorDash and during the lockdown?
Do you guys really want to know?
Yeah. Is it more or less than that lady?
More or less than level 400?
Yeah.
What do you think?
More.
Mm-hmm.
550.
Yeah, 550. Go
ahead, Mahoney. Oh, no. It's I don't even know
how high it goes anymore.
3,375.
What?
What?
No good with that high either.
You're over here talking trash about me playing Call of Duty. Meanwhile.
You're on level 3,000?
375.
You went Super Saiyan on that.
What?
Yeah, that's a problem.
All right.
All right. Crystal W said 5 out of 5. It's fun, a relaxing game that speaks to my sense of order and needing to organize.
Fair.
Karen I said 1 out of 5 stars. This POS game is not for children. It's not for anyone, really. In all caps, get rid of the "you failed." That is a terrible message to send to kids. The last thing we should be doing right now is dumping that kind of negativity on them. I've watched kids play this POS game with the "you failed" message, and it's disgusting, disheartening, and an overall disgrace. Why don't you be responsible adults and try something more encouraging, like "you just missed it, better luck next time," or "keep trying, you'll get it." That is how you send a positive message to kids, you jackasses.
I mean, maybe this is just me being an absolute evil human being, but I feel like kids get too many positive messages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you're going to fail a lot in life. Yeah. You got to be okay with that.
Yeah, you suck, kid. Be better.
This is David Mahoney. Lifetime goal is to own a partial interest in a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Dog will hunt.
On Dave and Mahoney.
Man, this is something out of a crime movie. A Florida law enforcement official is asking for help to locate a man who has eluded deputies, but only partially. So deputies made contact with a 40-year-old by the name of Kenneth Emery. After they learned that he was wanted for theft, they tried to arrest him, but he ended up running away on foot, but not before they got one handcuffed around his wrist. So he is on the run from the cops, but he is, like you see in movies, a dude that has one handcuff on.
I mean, in public, though, in this day and age, I just think that's a fashion accessory.
You think so? Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
So he is 5'9", 170 pounds, and he was last seen wearing a dark blue Tampa Bay Storm jersey. This dude
What's
is on
Tampa
the run.
Tampa Bay Storm?
I don't even know what that is.
What?
Is could that like not their tell you.
Tampa Bay Storm?
Is that like a minor league hockey team or something?
It looks like it's an arena football team.
Oh, God. He's wearing an arena football league jersey?
That's why they should have arrested him. Now, yeah. I'm sure he's probably going to get an offer to play for him.
And the other detail about his appearance is that he has tattoos on the right side of his neck that says dirty, and then on his right fingers that say spit, and on his left fingers that say game. So, you know, classy.
Yeah.
Classy.
I thought the dirty neck tattoo, he was just a big Christina Aguilera fan.
You know what? Dirty. That would make sense.
Dude, that song still, I don't care what you say, that song hits.
When she came out in those chaps.
Oh, yeah.
You kidding me?
Yeah. What up?
So, who hasn't been here before? A dude got mad at his sauna buddy over their wiener sizes, and it turned into a knife fight.
Okay. What?
Tell me this was somewhere in Europe.
It is in Germany. A 29-year-old man stabbed his 37-year-old friend after a drunken argument. The man and his brother-in-law, 39, met at the victim's house. The three of them drank alcohol together and decided to go into the sauna together.
And then they said, show me your wiener.
My wiener schnitzel is more bigger than yours. The fight broke out between the host and his guests, which ended with a heated fight about the length of their wieners. The 29-year-old.
My wiener is longer. Like, what is, like, well, how did this even have, like, the, first of all, I'm so not German at all, but the, how do you even have a conversation about your wiener size? Are you butt naked in a sauna?
They must have been, right?
Like, otherwise, why would that,
like, and what are you doing, like, three dudes getting naked, drinking in a sauna together?
Is it a bathhouse? That's different.
It sounds like a bathhouse. No, this is at somebody's actual house. Like, this guy had a sauna at his house. So this started a fight when which, by the way, guys, you could have just, like, measured.
Also, you went to the toolbox to grab a knife.
What are you doing?
Grab a
measuring tape, and then, just settle it right then and there. 29-year-old went down the road to his house, came back 2 hours later still angry, and there was a confrontation. He pulled out his knife and stabbed the victim 11 times.
Jesus.
That's an act of passion.
Like, you're trying to kill the guy.
100%. I mean, yeah, one time, a lot. 11 times.
Dude,
yeah.
This guy was lit, too. So they did a blood alcohol test. After all this, so this is after a couple of hours, 2 hours after the stabbing. And keep in mind, it was a couple of hours. Who knows if he was still drinking in his own house by himself. But you're talking about like a potential four-hour swing here. Alcohol still 0.29.
Wow. Whoa.
Over three times the legal limit.
He was blacked out.
Yeah. So did the guy live?
No, he died. Yeah.
He did?
No, he's fine.
Okay. Is he fine?
Well, I mean,
do we not have that information?
No, it said that he suffered serious injuries, but he was taken to the hospital. Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
If you're going to be in a sauna in Germany with a blood alcohol level of 2.9 and you're going to argue about the size of your junk, there's only one way to settle that. It's not with knives. But with swords.
A sword fight.
Well, I mean, ready, can't you just tell?
Ready your weapons, sir.
Yeah.
Can't you just, like, take the towel and off and just look
also,
at it?
Also, just don't, that's the hand you've been dealt. Why be,
don't be
either impressed or sad
it
about
just
it?
It is what it is.
You'll
find somebody that'll be just fine with
it.
No matter how big or small it is. And finally,
tell ourselves.
Yeah, that's the only thing that keeps us happy. There's a couple of guys that tunneled out of a jail, so it's pretty serious stuff. There's a guy named John Garza, 37, and Arlie Nemo, which just sounds like a criminal's name, like 100%. Arlie Nemo.
Yeah, it's like a Snidely Whiplash style mustache.
I was going to say, that sounds more like an indie alternative band.
Like a trucker band?
Arlie Nemo?
Arlie Nemo,
yeah. Your music sucks, but there's like, you know, 20-year-old chicks love it.
Yeah.
So they were missing from the routine headcount at the Newport News Jail in Virginia, 7:15 p.m. The jail staff discovered they had burrowed through a wall of their cell. The tunnel led to the exterior of the building, and they made it out of the surrounding security wall. So they dug a hole using tools from a toothbrush and a metal object. So the cops obviously put out the alert that there is some criminals that have burrowed themselves out of jail.
They straight up went Andy Dufresne, Shawshank Redemption on
Absolutely
this?
Absolutely they did. And they were pretty quickly tracked down. The cops were able to find them. Any guesses?
On the side of the road?
That's a good guess.
In a German bathhouse?
Nope. Also a good guess.
Okay.
They were at their local IHOP. They just went to their local IHOP, and they were found there eating at 3:30 in the morning.
All of the places you go to whenever you get out of jail, you say IHOP.
That's what you've been missing on the outside is IHOP?
Because they're the only place when you're wearing an orange jumpsuit that will serve
they're
you.
Like, come on in, have a seat.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Yeah.
Dave and Mahoney present.
Would you like special curling fries?
Fast food freakout.
Shut up and listen to my order.
Julio is joining us for a round of fast food freakouts. Julio, let me ask you a simple question. What is your favorite fast food restaurant?
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is a good one. That Chick-fil-A sauce. We got some nuggets for the house that are... Like for the air fryer, that taste exactly like the Chick-fil-A nuggets. And I was a little bit upset that we did not have the Chick-fil-A sauce that I know is available at the grocery store for the house to go along with them.
You don't have 100 extra packets of Chick-fil-A sauce in a drawer at your house?
I don't, because I always eat them all.
You know, you can ask for like 20 of those.
Really? And they'll give them to you?
Mm. It's Chick-fil-A.
All right, so not a lot of fights at Chick-fil-A's, as you know, Julio, but there is a lot of fights just in general at fast food establishments, and that's what fast food freakouts are all about. So this is audio that's been pulled from fights that have gone down at different establishments. You are trying to figure out which fast food restaurant the fight happened in based on the audio. There are little clues in the audio. Now, Audrey and Mahoney are both helping you out today, but Mahoney is a forensic detective when it comes to hearing beeps in the backgrounds, the echo of the room. He really prides himself on how well he does at this game.
Dave, I did not personally visit all 14,000 McDonald's in North America for no reason. It was for this moment. It all culminates right now, right here with Julio.
So the first one is a woman punching out the drive-thru window after the employees closed it on her for being rude.
McDonald's.
McDonald's. Let's just have a listen.
She called the police, so.
Tell that
that's fine.
She bad, right? You bad, right, little mama?
We was all listening. Y'all was really loud in our ears. That's
okay,
all she was trying to tell you.
She ain't got to be disrespectful.
Didi.
I'll tell you this much. I don't think I could punch out a drive-thru window, man. Those things are thick.
Dude, you have to Hulk out.
Yeah, that is a punch. McDonald's, not on the list, Mahoney. So here are your options, Julio. Is it A, Taco Bell?
Yes.
B, Jack in the Box?
No.
C, Wendy's?
Wendy's.
No, that's Taco Bell. Taco Bell, 100%. I heard the beep.
I'm going to go with Taco Bell as well.
That is correct.
Damn right it is.
You heard the beep?
I heard the beep for the meat.
What do you mean?
Meat.
It's not meat. It comes in a bag. It's ground beef in a weird loose Ziploc.
It's fine. Tastes delicious.
It is delicious.
Nothing better.
People should be nicer at Taco Bell. Julio? And more people should be aggressive at Wendy's.
Wendy's doesn't get that kind of heat.
They should.
The one near our old station, yeah.
Wendy's in general should get
Wendy's used to be the greatest.
Throw bricks through the windows.
And that one ruined it for us.
I'm with you, Audrey. I am also hurt by that Wendy's.
I think it's all Wendy's now, man. Nah. I think they're all trash.
They've all gone downhill. All right, here we go on to number two. This woman's coffee was not made to her specific standards, and she was having none of it.
Extra cream and sugar, whipped cream with drizzle on top of mocha, right? Y'all asked me, did I want the mocha inside? I said no, on top. Bull. What the hell is this?
I'm not making a coffee.
You're not making a coffee? So then why am I talking to you?
Is that A, a Culver's, B, a Starbucks, C, a Dunkin' Donuts?
Dunkin'.
Okay, Audrey's confident.
I'm going to go with Dunkin' because I don't know what Culver's is.
Dunkin' for the win is correct.
Fist fight in Dunkin'.
Dunkin's up there. When somebody asked earlier, like, what the most pound for pound dangerous fast food place is, like, Dunkin' might be on the list
for sure.
it certainly ranks, but like, who gets that upset over mocha not being on top but being in?
Have you ever had your? Well, you just do black coffee.
I do black coffee.
Ooh,
so.
There's nothing worse. Whenever you are a bougie coffee orderer, and They get it wrong. Yeah.
Hula, you want to go for this third one just for the fun of it, even though you already won?
For sure.
Okay, here we go. This Uber driver was asked to leave after arguing with a customer after he picked up his order. Let's have a listen.
I don't know who the you think you are.
Okay, you know the guy. Get out of here.
Oh, get your, no. Get out of here. Touch me again.
Get
see what happens.
God, man.
Get up. I'm not in your face. You put your hands on me. You know what that is? That's assault, bro. Hey, on camera, you stupid.
I love when everyone filming is encouraging the fight to happen. Is that A, a McDonald's, B, a Subway, C, Burger King?
100% McDonald's for the win.
But he's already won.
I mean, for the double win.
I'm going to go with McDonald's.
Double win. You got it.
That's right.
Well done. Well done, brother.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Mahoney, you and I have known each other for many, many years, and I would say that the level of discipline that you show now is far superior to what you used to. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean, you were just in your 20s and 30s. And
indulgent.
You know, yeah, very indulgent.
I lived a lot of life in those years.
You don't feel like you missed out on anything, right?
I feel like I've done everything that I need to do. If I died tomorrow, I'm pretty happy with the life that I've led.
But you do have a couple of indulgences that you still enjoy, and towards the top of that list, I mean, outside of the video gaming, is cigars. You love smoking a cigar. Your wife does not love you smoking cigars as much as you love smoking them.
So about 15 years ago, actually more than that now, how long ago was 2007? 16 years ago.
Yeah.
I was doing my first morning show down in San Diego, and my boss at the time, after our very first show, you know, and my first time doing, like, radio, like, full long-form content, you know, it was a very nervous day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you kind of like, I'm not qualified for this. Every word I'm being said or that I'm saying is going out to, you know, hundreds of thousands of people across the city. It was a very nervous time for me. You think you're a fraud, but after that first show, a lot of nerves. My boss takes me to a cigar bar near the station, and I'd never smoked a cigar really in my life. And he's like, kind of walks me through it the first time. He's like, here, try this. Here's what you do, this sort of thing. And fell in love with cigars. And I was living in San Diego at the time, and I ended up making that place basically like my second home. I didn't have any friends when I first moved to a new city, and so that just kind of became my default hangout.
Didn't you say that Tony Gwynn used to hang out there?
Tony Gwynn did hang out there. Yeah. It was a place called Excalibur Cigar Wine Bar and Cigars, and Tony Gwynn was there on a pretty regular basis, and nobody gave him any. Nobody, you know, everybody was like, we know that's Tony Gwynn because he's, you know, probably the most famous person in San Diego history.
They have statues of him.
Yeah, but nobody hassled him. He was just cool, talked to, you know, would weigh in on conversations and was just an awesome, amazing legend.
But ever since then, you've loved cigars.
Love cigars, and my wife, I would smoke cigar literally every day of my life if I knew that I wouldn't get flack for it or it wouldn't be, you know, super detrimental to my health because I just love smoking cigars that much. And so, you know, I had been a couple of weeks since I had had a cigar, and I had a couple that are sitting in my humidor, and I just, you know, started thinking about it. And I was told my wife the day before, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna smoke cigars. She's like, really? You're gonna, you know, we're trying to be healthier and, you know, maybe some sexy time later. And so that's,
yeah, doesn't go.
Let's just pass.
The cigar doesn't pair great with sexy
because
time.
anytime I take some time out of my day to smoke a cigar, she makes me strip off all of my clothes outside and go into the shower and clean myself like I'm getting
like you're a prisoner
booked, like I'm getting booked into a county jail.
That is hilarious.
And then she like talks me afterwards.
Do you think that she does all of that and makes it a little bit dramatic, like that the clothing derobing of yourself like outside? Do you think she tries to make it so dramatic that you decide that this is just not worth
absolutely
the cigar?
100%
that's
yes.
what's going on. She wants me to live, and to be fair, I get her. I get that.
Yeah. She wants the best for you. Her intentions are good.
Yesterday, Dave and I had a post-show meeting with some friends, and, you know, I thought it would be a good idea to, you know, since I'm not going to be at home, and we're going to be having a meeting for a couple hours, to just combine things that I can do outside of the house that my wife won't know about. Right, and I can kill two birds with one stone.
So this has become kind of a thing now where every time that Mahoney and I have a meeting, he's like, should we go to the cigar bar for the meeting, for the very important business that we're working on? I'm like, fine.
He's a junkie.
He is. He just needs his fix. But if it's tied to business, you know, you can't argue that.
I mean, I feel like, Dave, we are businessmen now.
For sure we are.
He was actually talking about how he was like, I need to keep all of my receipts. Literally yesterday.
You're keeping your cigar receipts to write off?
Well, Dave,
lunches.
Yeah, we're having a conversation about business.
Were we not exclusively talking about business at cigar bar?
Doesn't matter where you do the business.
And a couple of NFL trades. But yeah.
But that's also part of our business.
Sure it is.
So yeah. Sure. So that was going on. I just don't know if it's, you know, I mean, we legitimately trying to get some stuff done, and I don't know if that's inappropriate of me to constantly bring cigars to our business meetings.
Nah, it's fine.
I don't feel like there's anything more business-esque. I mean, very 1960s of you, but I mean, that's the kind of life you live.
Should I get a monocle and a top hat also? Just to complete the full look.
You're like a really pathetic Don Draper.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Am I the only person who's angry that YouTube doesn't allow you to rewind this ad? People don't understand the billions of dollars that are skipped on advertisements. Crazy.
Message deleted.
You want to rewind the ads on YouTube?
Just watch another video, get the same ad. That's usually how it
just
goes.
Just go find the ad. Why would you want to do that?
That seems like a real dumb idea.
Does anyone here subscribe to YouTube TV?
No. I'm a Hulu Live.
I'm going to, just because the
NFL. Yeah. I mean, that is a game changer, being able to get that.
I mean, just being able to watch it with ease. Like, that was my biggest gripe with DirecTV, is that their app was just janky and just never worked. And, you know, finding games. Like, you're paying for the content already, and it wasn't cheap, and you don't expect it to be because you're paying for something very specific. They know what they can charge for it. But it should work. I shouldn't have to go illegally stream a NFL game on a Reddit forum when I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work on the DirecTV app.
Let me ask you this.
Complaint. Yeah.
Does it annoy you to no end when you're trying to watch a YouTube video and the ad comes in perfect crystal HD 4K and fast as hell, and then you get into the video and it's like janky as hell.
Yeah. Grainy.
Yeah. Grainy, doesn't load fast. And you're like, how did you deliver me this ad at the speed of light and in crisper than clear clarity? And then I get this.
Mm-hmm. Priorities.
Yep.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you're at a friend's wedding, but your friend gets cold feet and wants to go out and call off the wedding, would you do as they wanted, or would you try to convince them to go through? Which would you do and why?
Message deleted.
Why would you ever try to convince somebody to get married who doesn't want to?
I mean, unless they're just being totally irrational, right? Unless there's a circumstance where they're... But
even if they're being totally irrational, don't get married.
Don't force them into it.
Yeah. It seems like a real bad idea.
I feel like Audrey's on the other side of things.
No, I'm just trying to envision and picture a scenario where I would be a part of a wedding and hadn't already said that prior. You know what I mean? Because girls are always talking.
You speak out. You speak your mind to your girls.
about
if one of your girlfriends,
if one of their guys suck or they break up,
like
they break up, that's when it all gets
Then they get back together. Like, what if you were with,
and then we're like, oops,
yeah, sorry, still true. What if you're in a situation like this though, and one of your good friends gets engaged to a guy that you know is a total tool?
So you know, whenever people who are in the style of relationships, there are those they've probably already broken up 100 times. If you're getting cold feet at the altar, there's reasons for that, right? Yeah. So you've probably already held your friend through a lot of tears. So they probably already know your feelings on who they're marrying to begin with. Yeah. So, you know, or vice versa. I mean, I'm not really sure. Maybe there is a scenario where somebody's been silent and they keep it all together and then they run away at the altar. And,
imagine that? Like, how crazy of an idea is that?
I just feel like humans were so predictable.
You get all of your family and friends together and then you just bolt.
And you paid for all that?
And you still paid for it.
Oh, man.
That is
you
crazy.
You had all of the opportunity to say,
like,
nah.
Hey, man, you got to be a little more assertive because you wasted everybody's time and money.
Mm-hmm. And like the dudes, I mean, and who are out here asking people to marry them who don't know the answer, like in every opportunity that like you should ever be thinking about proposing to somebody, you should 1,000% know there should never be, I wonder if they'll marry me.
Yeah, like those dudes, I mean, I know a lot of them are staged,
so stupid,
but the ones that like will do it at the baseball stadium and then the girl says a lot of those are staged because they're trying to come up with the content of the crappy minor league baseball game. But the ones that aren't staged that do it on the Jumbotrons and the girls say no, I'm like, good.
Yes.
Good. That girl is brave and that dude is a moron. If you're not 100% sure, what are you doing?
So,
like, I got a 50-50 shot at this. I'm just going to see if she'll marry me for the rest of her life.
At this point in my life, if, you know, because I think for many years I held my tongue about people's significant others or people they were dating or people they've broken up with.
You talk trash about my wife during her anniversary week, I'm going to fight you.
No, she should leave you.
Oh, yeah. Actually, agree.
Yeah. Probably, she could do so much better.
So much better.
At this point in my life, I would say probably over the last, maybe 10 years, if you're like one of my good guy friends, like, you know, and I only have a handful of those left and you're dating somebody that's toxic or whatever, I'm just done. Or if you do my friend wrong, I'm not going to try to pretend to be friends with your ex. Yeah. Like if you hurt my friend, I am zero. Like, I don't care if you didn't hurt me. You hurt my friend. I'm not going to be friends with you. I will block you on social media and I will never talk to you again. I know a lot of people are like, that's petty. What if they get back together with them? Well, then they know what my feelings are. I'm riding for my dudes. I'm riding for my friends, guys, girls. Like, if your ex sucks, I'm out. Just out.
You're out of the friendship or you're just out with
I'm out with the other one. If they, you know, even though they did nothing to me, I'm just like, my friendship to me, because there's so few, I have so few friends.
Yeah.
It's just more important.
I'll never forget about, there was a girl who I went to high school with, actually, who ended up kind of faking the fact that she, I think I might have told you guys this, she was faking that she was going to school and faking that she was going to work and would like turn around and come back home and like crawl in bed and watch Netflix all day. And I say that because she was using that as an excuse to have her fiance pay for all of her stuff.
She was fleecing her fiance?
Yes.
It's one thing if you're like lying to work, who cares? If you're lying to your fiance, that is dirty.
So through the whole thing, this is like a 6-month stint. Like she went through it for like half a year.
To just what? Netflix and chill by herself?
Just be
lazy?
Yes.
Wow.
And so finally she confessed, because I'm sure people were like, hey, you can't do this. What are you doing? And all the while, they're preparing for their wedding. So, you know, he's paying for her. She's supposed to be at work, you know, making money to help, you know, prepare for their wedding that they're going to be having in a few months' time. And people are giving her, like, checks. Say, like, her mom wrote her a check. Like, this is for you to be able to pay off, you know, the DJ. Or this is for you to be able to pay off the venue.
Don't
whatever.
Tell me she was spending that money.
She was spending it.
Oh, my God.
All. So come to the week of the wedding. Okay.
Is she a con artist? Did she just hate this guy? Like,
they're married now. Have a baby now.
Oh.
But the week of the wedding, we were like, he was like calling, you know, calling us, and the fiance was calling us and being like, I don't know what to do. I might have to end this relationship and marriage because I just found out, obviously he had found out a few months before about the, you know, the her
not
lying,
going to work and,
right, not
yeah.
going to work, which is
or
huge.
School.
That's a huge That's lie to keep up.
Huge
like,
lie.
Get ready for work.
Like, yeah, you like
get ready for school.
Put on your clothes and like
walk out the door together.
Get ready for work. What? That's 99% of it.
Just go to work.
That's not like waking up and getting dressed and getting in your car and leaving. That's 99%.
That's the only hard part.
That is.
And then like just turn back around and crawl back in bed. I don't know. That is just the weirdest thing. So she would do all of that. Okay. And he found out and he was like, that was really hard. But, you know, like we were just full steam ahead. Still going to have this wedding. And then again, the week of the wedding, he found out that like. They still owed money to the caterer. He thought that had all been paid. He thought that the last remaining payment of the venue.
Dude, and she's ripping off her own mom?
Her family, his family, and him.
Is she just insanely hot or something?
Sure. I mean, she's pretty, yes.
But not like...
I mean, I don't even think that... I mean, I don't even know if being insanely hot would justify you messing up your relationship with your potential husband and
I'm
your own
saying,
parents.
What on earth would convince this guy in his own mind to
go
through
with this?
I think, I mean, think about it. If she's,
low self-esteem too,
I was
probably.
Just going to say, like, yeah. She's probably manipulated everyone because if... She's starting that behavior, we'll say at like 26, right? Like her parents had to have known in some capacity her capabilities or incapabilities of handling money. So, I mean, it got to the like 24 hours before they're scrambling, freaking out. Like he is like, I don't know if we're going to be able to have this wedding. Just be prepared to get a phone call to not show up because we have all of this money that's owed. Before we get there.
Dude, this guy is such a beta. He's out here like calling everyone, being like, he's thinking about them. Like, I would be pretty selfish in that moment and be like, you have just ruined our lives together and my everything that I had planned.
So, yeah. So all of us had to kind of
like calling the bridesmaids, being like, I just don't want you to waste your time.
We had to show up and we were like, kind of like looking around.
Like,
I wasn't part of the wedding. Like, we were guests.
But even.
But we were like, but you knew, but we knew.
Wow. Well, showing up to know that all the you know all the backstory, and then like you're at the church and they're gonna like do their vows and you're like, they pay for this.
That's what we were wondering the whole time. No, I'm not kidding.
It's I believe it. That's what I would be thinking.
I imagine that was like a pretty intense, like if anyone
24 hours
has anything to say, speak now or forever hold your peace. Everyone's like,
don't do it.
We
when, like,
knew it was
shows up.
Yeah, we knew it was in shambles because you know, like the tablecloths, they charge you for everything at weddings, right? Like
yes.
the chairs, the tables,
the
cloths,
bows that
all
they put
of it.
On the chairs.
It was like they got down to the last second because it looked like every tablecloth had just come out of the packaging, like lines, you know, from being folded.
Yeah.
So it was like every tablecloth on the table. I was like, well, they must have just put this on like minutes ago. Because they had down to the wire, which is just so sad. So, I mean, if you know somebody who's in those type of relationships that are going to get cold feet probably at the altar, there's been so many more opportunities to have told them. They just ignore it.
Dude, she's a scam artist.
That's wild. Dude, that's some of the crazy.
She's one of those people, too. So they've had a baby since then. She doesn't post him ever.
Oh,
and
she's still doing it.
We'll do a smiley face emoji over her baby's face.
Oh, I don't hate that. I mean, it's stupid, but whatever.
Just don't post the baby picture.
She's got a private profile.
That is exhausting.
Yeah, it's just one thing. You say I don't hate that, but like for what? Like,
I mean, I'm not. If I have a kid, I'm never posting a picture
just
of it.
Don't
on.
Post a picture then.
Yeah, I would.
To like put a smiley face.
I mean, but
over
what
it?
If
it's
I
like,
look really hot though?
That's different.
No double chin, my beard's on for my hair. Yeah,
you look a little tricep shadow in there.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP and on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
When you're looking for love in all the wrong places.
Does it smell like chloroform to you?
What?
It's the missed connection inspection on Dave and Mahoney.
Everyone's looking for love. Some people think the right place to find it is Craigslist. And so we want to take these messages and we want to amplify them, Mahoney, so that way these people have the best shot at meeting that special someone.
Dave, they go old school, and you and I are a fan of making love happen many years ago in a seedy wood paneling basement of our friend's rich dad's house. We put our hands on a stack of penthouse forum letters, Playboys, and the occasional hustler. And we swore.
The occasional hustler.
The occasional hustler.
Oh, so sticky.
And we swore to help these freaks fly their flags as high as they possibly can to find that special someone.
This first one is definitely a predator, and I don't know if this woman knows
like,
it.
Like, are you talking about the Arnold movie? Like,
No, I think that'd be a little safer.
Oh.
This is entitled, We Talked on Photography Forum. This is a woman for a man. I talked with you on the photography forum. We were talking about how to make a modeling portfolio for my daughter. You were very patient with all of my questions and stuff. I'm sure it's a long shot that you'd be looking on Craigslist. Would love to connect. Don't like it. Don't like it.
Also, you know, as a photographer, Dave, the world of photography filled with creeps.
Yeah. I mean, that's why you got into it, right?
Yeah.
This next one is entitled Cat Lover. This
I'm
is
like,
a
I'm like, Dave, why don't you unbutton?
Get a little more comfortable.
Yeah, just you know.
I bought you this. Do you want to put it on?
Yeah. It's a little hot in here. The lights, you know, maybe we just cool off a little.
Yeah. Can you even touch your toes? I'd like to see.
Why don't you just rotate 90 degrees real quick. Let's try it.
I'm just repositioning you. Don't freak out. I'm just repositioning you. This next one is entitled Cat Lover. It is a man for a woman. Saw a lady wearing a shirt which said, are you a cat lover? ? Now, she was middle-aged, so I didn't think too much until I saw the back of the shirt that said Purina Cat Chow with the logo. I do hope to see this lady again as we have similar interests.
Did she trade in Purina Cat Chow bucks to get that sweater like cool points or Marlboro bucks?
Where do you even get a promotional Purina t-shirt from? That is, do you work at PetSmart? I don't know. That just seems interesting. And also interesting that this guy saw the promotional shirt from Purina and said, we have similar interests.
Dave, it's
we have
part
a lot
of,
in common.
It's part of the Purina Pro Club. Their
Purina
points,
Pro Club.
Their points reward
Jesus.
System. And yeah, you can get some valuable rewards like a ill-fitting windbreaker with a Purina logo on it.
And it may just find you the love of your life.
Because everybody just wants some Purina swag.
Yes.
If you're wondering what that one will cost, you have to buy 1,700 pounds of dog or cat food to get that.
How much?
1,700 pounds.
That's a lot of cat food.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's one thing if you got like a Great Dane or something, but if 1,700 pounds of cat food,
it's a lot.
She is committed. This is female I met at Lowe's today. This is a man for a woman. I pulled into Lowe's today, got out of my car, and you were in the way. You asked me a question. We talked for a few minutes. I wanted to ask your name, but I didn't even think that there could be a connection. But I do believe there was. If this is you and you're interested, hit me up. I was driving the blue Pathfinder.
A blue Pathfinder?
Yeah, it's a nice
I'm just
car.
Actually, I was trying to envision what that kind of car looks like.
Nissan Pathfinder. I actually like the.
Is it an
SUV?
Is it their version of a RAV 4? Yeah, like a tiny,
a little bit bigger than that. Like I think of like 4Runner.
Do they still make?
Oh, okay.
They don't make Pathfinders anymore, do they?
I think they still do.
Do they? They don't still make the Xterra, do they?
No, that has been discontinued for many years. My problem is at Lowe's and Home Depot. I never really know who works there.
They're wearing aprons. What do you mean?
Sometimes they're not.
99% of the time they're in that little orange or blue apron.
Yeah, but it's open in the back just like them hospital gowns are.
Yeah, let's petition pantsless.
Yes.
I want to see some booty cheeks.
Totally nude except for the apron.
I want to see all the cake.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's an OSHA violation with all that lumber around.
Is it? Okay. This one is entitled Beautiful Eyes. This is a man for a woman. We crossed paths twice today. First time breakfast at the Hyatt and then later around lunch at an event downtown. I've never done this before and cannot believe I'm doing it now. I wish I had the courage to tell you how stunning I think you are. You have beautiful red hair and the most captivating eyes I have ever seen. Your body art is as beautiful as you.
Redheads that are hot redheads are above everyone else.
There is just something about a hot redhead who knows she's a hot redhead that is...
I'm so jealous of hot redheads.
Yeah. Fiery.
For real, though. They know it, and they're confident, and they're hot, and no one... like that hair is so perfect, and if they've got good hair, too.
Yeah.
Like, not just the color, but if it's, like, perfect... Oh, my God. I'm so jealous.
I mean, this guy should have just camped out at that crappy Hyatt bar. You know, hope to try to see something happen, you know?
Yeah. I mean, because
is there anything sadder than you're at like a Drury Inn sitting at the bar trying to get laid?
You're just sitting there just hoping that some other lonely traveler rolls in to the La Quinta for the night.
Yeah.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY and on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
So if you've ever wondered what it's like behind the scenes here at the Dave Mahoney Show, we all really enjoy each other's company and get to hang out together a lot, both at work and then pretty regularly away from being in the studio as well. We do different events together. We hang out on our own time.
We got to choose kind of who we work with. You and I, you know, 15 years ago decided that we wanted to work together and work for a single salary. And, you know, and then, you know, what is it, 4 or 5 years ago, you know, we decided that, you know, we became friends with Audrey and wanted her to be a part of the show and brought her in. And
thankfully she wanted to.
Yeah.
And everything was going great with old Audrey until yesterday.
Well, listen, Dave, you hurt my feelings.
I didn't hurt.
I think it hurt Mahoney's feelings, too.
Okay,
he just doesn't want to admit it.
Here's what happened. Is we had finished up the show, and we had a meeting in 1 hour's time. And I thought, oh, okay, this will be cool. I'll have an hour where I can get some stuff done before the meeting. Well, Audrey and Mahoney had just decided that they were going to go have another meal.
Well, we were like, well, let's just go at least just get coffee, because we always just wait around and, like, stare at the paint drying on the walls. It's just boring in here. And, yeah, you can, like, do work, but you can also, like, you have a laptop. You could have brought it with
you. So you want me to bring the laptop and work while you guys
eat? You could have.
So Audrey said she was just going to get a coffee.
So we were thinking about going to, like, Starbucks, or there's a diner right down the way.
Yeah.
And you know, like, we were just like, well, if you're not wanting to come and eat because you said that you have a routine and you didn't want to mess up your breakfast eggs.
I'd already eaten, and then I was going to eat later, and a meal in between would have been, one, unnecessary, and two,
so you
out of my routine.
Could, fair, but you could have just came and joined us for coffee.
Yeah, I just wanted to get out of the office.
Yeah,
we had an hour to kill.
We had one hour.
Wouldn't we sit around, twiddle my thumbs?
That's 60 minutes.
I know.
60 full minutes.
I was able to get work done, and so it was like, either go sit there and watch you guys eat, or, because I was not going to eat, or get some work done. And I was like, I want to get some work done. I have a lot of things that I need to get done. It's the working hours of the day.
But we also start our day much earlier than the average person.
Fine, I get it. I'm not giving you a hard time for leaving. That didn't bother me at all. It's just I didn't want to go.
It bothered us. Me.
Us or you?
It bothered me.
Yeah, it bothered her.
Because you didn't want to come hang out with us.
Do you know how I know that it bothered her? She flipped me the bird as she was walking away yesterday.
The entire length.
The whole thing.
It just felt like you were dismissive of Audrey and I's needs.
You didn't want to come hang out with us.
Your needs. You can eat by yourself. You don't need me to be there.
We just wanted to hang out.
Yeah.
Ew.
You know, just spend some time socially together.
We do that all the time.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
No,
it's fine.
We do not.
So
and
anyway.
I just want to be like, hey, why don't you just come and join us for coffee and hang out with us?
So let me give you a quick recap of what actually happened. Because Mahoney declared, I'm going to get an omelet whenever he goes to the diner because they have good omelets.
Also,
and Audrey said, I'm just going to have a coffee and hang out.
So 833-YO-DUMMY, if you have friends who do this to you too, I want to know how it makes you feel.
Okay, again.
So go ahead.
This was like a planned lunch or dinner or breakfast or anything like that.
It was impulsive.
An impromptu meal.
Sure.
Both of these two come rolling in about 3 minutes before our meeting. Made it on time.
Sure did.
Right on time. It was
three
great.
Minutes. We were trying to like kill time. We got finished with 20 minutes to spare.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We sat around for 20 extra minutes.
You guys rolled back in right on time, right before the meeting started. And both of you were rubbing your bellies. And both of you went, we both got the biscuits and gravy.
It was the Southern Scramble is what it was called. So it had two biscuits, two sausage patties,
scrambled eggs.
Eggs on top, and gravy.
And it was delicious.
And potatoes that were like peppered potatoes.
Audrey was rubbing her actual belly, and she goes, it's a biscuit, baby.
I was full. But yeah, man.
Does it
like,
need me there?
I mean, you just felt like you didn't want to spend time out. With us.
Yeah. No, I was busy, man. I had stuff to do.
You know what, Dave? You weren't busy. You were just too busy for us.
Yeah, man. That's
yeah,
how it felt.
I know. That's exactly what I'm saying.
That hurts.
Dave.
I love you guys, just not at 10:30.
And then you text me last night yelling at me for Alpha Brain.
Stop it. God. She's messing with my algorithm. Now I'm getting targeted like the luxury.
Oh, actually, you know what? If he's going to be mean to us, yesterday was your anniversary as well.
Yeah, Dave.
Did you end up getting your wife those countertops for your anniversary?
You son of a bitch.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833 833 Yo Dummy. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you could add any feature to your car, no matter how absurd, what would it be?
Message deleted.
Talked about this before, and I'll stand by it. The car harpoon, would be an excellent addition to any vehicle. It is a harpoon that you can shoot at the person that makes you the most angry. The only catch is only deploys once a month. You can't be out here just harpooning people like crazy. But once a month, you're allowed to shoot anyone with a harpoon on the road that you want to.
They do not accrue. They do not build up.
Nope.
Use it or lose it.
That's right. Going to be a lot of harpooning the last couple of days of the month. Got to meet that quota.
I have a question, though. Whenever you use the harpoon, though, like, does it have accuracy?
Yes. Very precise accuracy, and it latches onto the vehicle that you're angry at, and it throws them off of a cliff with their whole family inside.
Sick murder.
Screaming.
I mean, as well. Okay.
They plummet to their death.
Okay.
If we are talking about completely ludicrous, ridiculous things that we could add to a car, mine would be
harpoons?
Like a heating oven. Harpoons.
A heating oven.
What? Like, so you would have...
For your pizzas?
for your driving pizza.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I would have.
I mean, yeah. Domino's did try that.
Yeah.
A little bit. I never saw one of those on the road, but on the commercials, where they had like the oven built into the side. Do you remember those commercials?
Yes.
I want one of those.
I think that I would have, mine would be two part. Mine would be, I would stand on a political ground of making sure that every parking space is a little bit bigger. Just a little bit bigger.
Nobody likes tight ass parking spaces.
Too tight parking spaces, not my thing. And then the second one would be kind of, if we can't get the wider parking spaces, if you're too close to a car and you're trying to pull in, that there's some sort of like inflatable balloon, turns to jello like flubber, so you can get into teeny tiny little spaces.
It's kind of like what you see with boats, like when they're docked, you know, they have the bumpers.
Yes.
You could just have bumpers that you throw out your window and then you can just kind of crash your way in.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you suddenly woke up in 2050, what would be the first thing you Google? Don't say porn, Mahoney.
Message deleted.
I mean, is Google even going to be around in 2050?
Oh, yes.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I mean, people thought MySpace wasn't going to die.
It's not that far away.
Or Yahoo.
2050, we're halfway. Oh, my God. 2023.
So that's what,
we're halfway to 2050
years
from 2020.
So I would be 69? 69.
Yeah. 69.
Nice.
So now that I'm 69, when does a 69 start?
I don't
just Google what happened in the last 30 years.
I think
20 years.
I think
27.
There was a part of me when I was younger. I envisioned the future to be like Star Trek and Star Wars, kind of, but like Star Trek. You know, that's the more idyllic. Version of the future. You know, like the way Earth is, the Federation. I'm not looking forward to traveling into the future anymore because I feel like
it's going to get worse.
It's just getting worse and dumber. We're not getting better. We're getting worse. Yes, technology is getting better, but we as a society and we as humans are getting infinitely worse.
Yeah,
I would travel back with the time machine to 1982.
That's
when
the hard part.
Like, is that actually social?
Yeah, well, we're at this really interesting cross section of history, the timeline that we're all living on. Is different than we've ever experienced before, because I remember growing up as a child, you're not connected to the outside world, mm-hmm. and you thought that it was this really interesting, fascinating place with all sorts of intelligent life that you just didn't have access to. And then we all got connected on the internet, and you realize that we're all bumbling morons that hate each other for no reason.
What about thinking, though, that in the 80s, you had this fantasy idea of technology,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So it was more like... it was met with whimsy and hope, and now we're like, wait, they're like just taking our jobs?
Yeah, like the Jetsons was
going to
be a thing.
You mean I don't get to work and like have a robot just bring me sandwiches? That's not what we're using the AI for?
That's what the Jetsons was all about. It's like, give me a little robot butler. That's what I want.
To do the things I don't want to do.
Yeah, instead they're just like pouring drinks at the bar and not being a hot bartender.
Yeah,
like,
we have
this sucks.
The Roombas, right?
And they just smear crap, dog crap everywhere.
That's all we got.
That's all we get. So I read a quote a couple days ago from a gentleman named Edward O. Wilson, and talking about like technology in the future. And it said, the real problem with humanity is the following. We have Paleolithic emotions, medieval institutions, and godlike technology.
Yeah.
You know, we're just hairless apes with godlike technology.
With Twitter.
With dumb emotions.
Yes.
See,
like, that's not good.
Mm-mm, no. But you say with Twitter, too. Like, I mean, I even feel like in the last few years, we used to think that social media was like the best thing ever. Like, yeah, we would just sit there and talk all day about how awesome it was to be connected and talk with your friends. And now we're like, oh my God, I hate scroll on this. And I can't get off. Like, I can't get off on like Twitter or TikTok or Instagram or Be Real or Snapchat or Facebook. It's funny that I said that the last thing, because we're all so addicted to it 10 years ago. It's just nuts, man.
It's exhausting. Like, being connected to all these people that have nothing to offer is just exhausting.
Yeah. I still, you know, and if there was ever a, something to take wary of, you know, think about MySpace. Who had the most friends on there? Tila Tequila. And now she's a Nazi.
She's a dumb Nazi.
Yep.
So.
Thanks, technology.
Please leave a message after the tone.
That was her big claim to fame.
It was like her Forbidden.
Yeah, the most followers or whatever it was, friends on MySpace back in the day.
R.I.P. Forbidden.
Yeah. Why couldn't Tila Tequila have been the one that died?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, for real. She's awful. She's a dumb Nazi.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? So, you've all heard of the Purge movies, right? I don't think we need a purge. What we do need, though, is for all zoos to open their doors for 24 hours and let anyone in. Now, that would trim the fat, right?
Message deleted.
I've got a much better idea that's kind of based on the Purge. There's one day a year where we all actually let people merge over, and we call it the Merge.
Instead of the Purge,
and
the
world becomes a much better place.
And everyone's happy because you let me in.
Wait, merge over from what?
Just in traffic.
Oh.
Yeah, just come on in.
Yeah, come on over.
But it's got to be the zipper merge, only one at a time.
Yep.
You know, you got to keep the balance. Because you can't have those people racing up to the
front. Everybody merges properly, one day a year.
Just everyone merges correctly.
That's the future I hope for.
Yeah. You don't even have to use your carpoon.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
So I think we can all agree that if we were billionaires, that we would be really extra.
We'd be the best billionaires, though.
You think we'd be the best billionaires?
Sure.
Okay, so here's the story.
I was a billionaire. Just gave all my money away. And,
ew.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
What an absolute moron you are.
Yuck.
Yeah. What a dumb decision.
Why would you ever do that? I was actually, when you said that, I was just thinking I would give my money to no one.
When I die, light it on fire.
Yeah, I was the charity that the billions of dollars just came to. Like, yeah. I was that was the come up for me. I'm not.
So we would all be giant pieces of trash. Elon Musk, you know, there's a lot of people that hate Elon Musk. There's people that also really like Elon Musk. I get that, but he's pretty exhausting. This story is ridiculous to me. I don't know whether or not it's true, but there were people that worked at Twitter that were saying that this
is
a real thing.
Let's spread some rumors.
So, doesn't matter if it's true. Let's report it.
Oh, we're not journalists. So I know. Doesn't matter.
I love rumors.
So Twitter staff says that Elon Musk is accompanied everywhere that he goes by two gigantic bodyguards, like Hollywood style bodyguards, dark suits, dark glasses.
Yeah, man,
the
he's
whole
a billionaire.
Yeah,
people get kidnapped all the time for way less money.
But like when you're in a secure building at your own headquarters,
you still need security. That doesn't seem outrageous to me.
Here's the thing that they said that was outrageous is that they follow him everywhere, including into the bathroom.
Sure. I mean, you're not just because you're taking a dump doesn't mean you're safe from people who are wanting to do you bodily harm.
I could never imagine, even if I was a billionaire, having that much confidence where I was like, you two, into the restroom with me, stand outside of the stall.
Yeah, or just like guard the bathroom door.
Yeah, or just
from the
like
outside.
I want somebody to guard the bathroom door from somebody else coming in.
It's your Elon Musk. Just make your own bathroom. Have a bathroom in your office.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he's got these two bodyguards with him at the Twitter headquarters or whatever his office is does not surprise me because it's a really hostile environment right now.
Yeah, nobody likes him there.
So if you had Elon Musk money, what would you do? What do you think would be the most annoying thing that you would do?
Everything I did would be annoying.
Everything. Yeah.
Everything.
I would helicopter everywhere.
Yeah.
To Arby's, just land it in the parking lot.
I would just I would have a Arby's on staff in my backyard always that only I could go to.
I would purposely be put to sleep for 4 days and then rise again on the fifth.
Call or text us at 833-YO-DUMP and on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
So we were talking about the extra things that you would do if you were a billionaire, and I did like Audrey's example of one-upping Jesus. Hell of a move. Mahoney had a bit of a simpler idea. He simply wants an Arby's in his backyard that he can exclusively eat at 24/7, 365 days a year.
But I have some caveats about this, Dave. Mm-hmm. The way that this Arby's is going to have to be run, it's 24/7, 365, as you said, but the food has to be made at least every 5 minutes. So the fries always have to be hot. The sandwiches always have to be fresh at any time. So every 5 minutes,
fries
go out.
You're making new food. And you did have one other stipulation. All of the wasted food that didn't get eaten because you weren't there.
Can go to nobody.
Feeding any hungry people whatsoever.
No. I'm a billionaire, so I'm a piece of garbage.
Straight in the trash.
One of the worst people on the planet.
In fact, in the trash, close to people that can smell it that are hungry, but they cannot touch it.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah. So that's
great idea.
Because that's what billionaires would do.
That's billionaires
basically
would do.
What they do.
That's what they already do.
So,
So we did the math on it. We're like, okay, how much would it actually cost to do this? And is it feasible if you're a billionaire? And the short answer is yes,
it's
feasible.
Not only feasible, they wouldn't even blink an eye at the cost of this.
Here's how Arby's?
Yeah, why not?
Why do you hate Arby's?
What's wrong with Arby's?
It's a delicious roast beef sandwich.
They got the meats.
Chick-fil-A. We're not going to work at Chick-fil-A for a year, and they have a pretty strict.
You're a billionaire. You get to go over. You could even have it open on Sundays.
That's not how it works for Chick-fil-A. They run the rules. They write the rules.
So with this Arby's, we decided that it was going to be 3 staff members that were necessary at all times.
24/7, 365.
Yep. You don't have to have cashiers, right, because it's only you that's allowed to go there. But we want to make sure that they're happy and that they're doing their job well. So
you've got a manager.
Yep.
You've got a fry guy. And then you've got the roast beef artist.
The roast beef artist, yes. All of them paid $25 per hour.
That's fair wage, I think.
It's a good rate.
Fair wage.
Yeah, and again, 3 people on staff at all times. At $25 an hour comes out to $657,000 a year in staff payroll.
That feels reasonable.
It's not crazy if you're a billionaire.
If you're a billionaire. Okay.
So 3 people at your... Staffing's taken care of. And then we decided, okay, how much is the food? Because it has to be remade every 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And we came up with a $20 price point because a normal meal from Arby's would be $8.
Yeah.
But you have to have a couple meals ready just in case you decide that you want something different.
A double.
Now,
or
we're not going as ridiculous as having the whole menu redone every 5 minutes.
It's the same meal every 5 minutes.
You consistently want the same thing.
I get
thing
the same
from
thing every time.
Exactly.
So that wouldn't change if I was a billionaire or not. I'm getting 2 large roast beef sandwiches.
So we did the calculation on the food cost, $2,102,400 every year to have $20 worth of food made every 5 minutes, piping hot, fresh, ready to go.
Fair.
So you're happy with that. We decided $100,000 in electricity, put that on top of
and
it.
And upkeep and maintenance things.
All
and
that
I
stuff.
Think that's high.
Yeah.
I do think that's high because this is going to be a well-run Arby's.
Yeah, you're not going to have around $10,000 a month.
Not getting a lot of wear and tear on there, Dave.
I would say if you're running at 365, 24/7, it would have a decent amount of wear and tear. But either way, $100,000 a year, a little bit of wiggle room there. Total budget for this is $2,859,400. Not even $3 million a year to have an Arby's in your backyard, fully staffed, 365, with piping hot food at all times.
If you are an Elon Musk-level billionaire, he is worth $186 billion.
That's insane.
Disgusting.
That is, like 1/10 of 1% of his net worth. Not even, like 1/100 of 1%.
He made that right now.
Yes, he just made that.
So if you wanted that, that's not that outlandish. And I, as somebody who does love a roast beef sandwich and Arby's, Dave, if this radio thing doesn't work out for us, which it's probably not going to, we have 3 people here. We can staff it. Audrey, me and you could all staff this Arby's.
Yeah.
We can get our own Arby's.
Get to work.
We can become an Arby's franchisee.
Okay.
We need $500,000 in liquid capital. We'll save up.
Oh yeah, sure.
Sell a house, maybe. Yeah, okay. Maybe get a mortgage.
Yeah.
I don't even have reverse a house mortgage. To sell
somebody else's house.
Okay.
But we only need an investment to build the place of anywhere between $500,000 and $2.4 million.
Oh,
we
could
own
between...
our own Arby's.
Man, how much is it?
We could
$500,000
liquid
or low end is 2.
Well, the high end is 2.4,
and then the low end is what?
$500,000. $500,000 for costs.
We need $1 million.
Yeah,
yeah.
Man. Can we start a GoFundMe for our own Arby's?
Get me a $200,000 Arby. I mean, I want to dump.
I mean, I've seen some let's put it in an old Taco Bell building.
Yes.
You know what
absolutely.
I'm talking about.
An old Pizza
now,
Hut.
Now, finally, Audrey is on board.
Yeah, we'll those are my favorite. Pumps. Those are my favorite things where it's like, oh, the scars remind us that the past is real. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like I can see who you once were.
Dude, you know if you're going into a Mexican restaurant, though, that's in one of those old-ass Taco Bell buildings from the 80s, you know that place is going to be good.
Man,
No, you don't have to read it. There's no Yelp review needed for that. You know that's going to be a fire-ass burrito.
I like the places that used to be the old Pizza Huts where they didn't even try.
No, they're still down the hut, literally. And there's no other shape.
You can still see on the outside the words.
Pasta Hut?
Yeah,
that's for you.
Like the sun burned the word hut into the side.
They all turn into Chinese food restaurants.
Every time.
100%. They're all Chinese buffets.
Every last one.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. Glitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm David Mahoney.
So Succession is a show that has been very popular for HBO and HBO Max. And one of the stars of the show, Sarah Snook, who plays the daughter, she's the redhead on the show. She is going to be a mom. Just announced that she is pregnant. Oh, so congratulations. 35-year-old actress expecting her first child with her husband.
This is the last season of Succession that's going to be on HBO, which I know that's one of your favorites.
I think it's great. It's very, very well acted. I think it is totally appropriate that this is the last season, though.
Yeah.
It feels like it's kind of running its course.
There's been talk about some spinoff. Is that something you'd be interested in, or do you think you're just kind of beating a dead horse at that point?
It depends who the character is that they do a spinoff on. But I think that there's still more story to be told, but this story that they've been telling feels like it needs to conclude in this upcoming season.
Does Succession have a good and catchy intro? I feel like of all of the HBO shows that we have, every single time they create an intro for it, usually like you want to watch it from
Game
start to finish. You don't turn it off. Yeah, Game
Last
of Thrones.
Of Us.
White Lotus.
White Lotus may be the best TV show theme song of the last 20 years.
I can't even think of the Succession intro. I mean, I've watched every single episode through the first three seasons, and it's not that memorable because I don't remember it.
Well, okay, so then we'll just put that to the side. Of all of the intros, think of all of the ones from HBO, which one would you like to keep on during sex?
White Lotus.
White
Lotus season 2, because they are different.
Yeah.
That's what you want during the. That's the one that you want on
during. How does that sound good, mate, Audrey?
I feel like I'd be so distracted. I feel like Game of Thrones is a good one.
See, too much murder in Game of Thrones.
It's just the intro.
Yeah, I know. Murder in that booty.
I don't even know. Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't know. I feel like I feel like White Lotus is way more of a disco theme.
Yeah.
You know, you got upbeat and it's over quicker.
So one of the big stars from Succession has been Kieran Culkin, who's Macaulay Culkin's brother. But Kieran Culkin has, in many ways, at least right now, become a bigger star than his brother Macaulay Culkin. And fun little fact about Kieran Culkin, he was actually in Home Alone.
And Uncle Buck.
That was his real younger brother
spilled
the milk. And
peeing the kid.
Yeah.
Peeing the bed.
Yep.
But okay, so you say that, but Macaulay is absolutely a bigger star.
You think so?
He lives in infamy forever from Home Alone.
Well, did you know that there's another Culkin?
Rory Culkin?
Rory Culkin?
No, David. I mean, there's like 10 Culkins.
There is?
Oh, yeah. There's like a whole bunch. They had all the kids.
They all look alike. That
is
crazy.
They look so similar. So Rory Culkin has found some new internet fandom because he is a part of Amazon Prime's new hit show, which is called Swarm. I guess they showed his ding-a-ling in the show.
Dude, and he's so, jacked.
He is jacked up. Like, I mean, it is crazy how genetics just served in his favor and not in, like, Macaulay's. Because Macaulay's look thin and frail.
Yeah.
Well, he's gotten older. You know, I mean, a lot of drug use.
He did a lot of drugs.
A lot of drug use in his younger years, which kept him, you know, probably unnaturally thin. But
Kieran's not jacked.
I saw this Rory Culkin video of, you know, his junk, and good for him.
How would you rate his junk?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Really? 10 out of 10. There's nothing nicer than a prettier one.
But good for you, buddy. You got a pretty weenie.
But it looks
put some lip gloss on it and send it out for the night.
Put a top hat and a monocle on that guy. Let him have a night on
but
the town.
But as you were saying, the genetics, it just all I can see is Macaulay Culkin, jacked Macaulay Culkin with a very impressive member.
Yeah.
And good for him. But that show Swarm, I believe it's Halle Berry's daughter is in it as well, and she was getting heat for like a nude scene. It's like, if you're an actor or an actress and you choose that you want to do a nude scene and you're going to try to be out here shaming them, it's like, just because they're comfortable with their body and how they use it doesn't mean that you have to be.
Also, as a dude that is 43, when you're 20 and you're at your hottest, that's when you get naked.
You're supposed to be
naked. I've got like one shirtless photo of me from when I was like 19.
And you had abs, and you show that to everybody all the time.
I looked great.
You're like, this is me from last week.
You know what's kind of wild to think about? I feel like they are taking the Kardashian recipe because Macaulay just had baby number 2.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Kieran.
How do you know so much about the Culkins?
Because it's all in the news. That's why I'm saying. Wow, like, they're all, it's like promoing all of these things. Baby number 2, huge doinker in new show.
Good for the Culkins, man.
Good for the, yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice Culkin.
Yeah, it is.
It's Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, good for you.
Are you an old? Do you have a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney?
Telephone.
Then call and leave a message. 833-YO-DUMMY. Now, the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, you have to move across the country for a big career move. The job multiplies your income, but you have to move from the East Coast to the West Coast. You have a teenage child who doesn't want to go because of senior year of high school, and your neighbor offers to shelter them free until they graduate, then help them fly out to where you moved after. Do you let them stay, or do you force them to move with you right then and there? And you've known the neighbors for years, and they're good people.
Message deleted.
That was the longest explanation of drama.
It feels like
I blacked out. I have no clue what just happened. I need spark notes.
Okay. So you're moving across the country. You have a child that is in high school, senior year. They don't want to move. And this guy's curious if you would let your teenager stay behind with the trusted next door neighbors, or if you would make them come with you, even though it would break their heart because it's their senior year of high school.
Of course, if they wanted to stay, they could stay. They're almost an adult. If you're a senior in high school, you're 17 or 18 already.
Totally disagree.
Totally disagree.
Absolutely
what?
Not. Did that child
you're coming
is
gonna, with me,
Ken. Is in a very challenging time in their life. Almost all of your high school friends are totally worthless. I wouldn't say this to them, but we as adults know those relationships aren't meaningful relationships.
Well, I mean, if you've got good classes and you're doing well and they're succeeding,
fine.
Then
no, screw that. It doesn't matter. I moved going into my junior year of high school.
I did too.
Get in the damn van.
Nah.
I moved twice in high school. Twice.
It's fine.
I didn't move at all. I stayed in the same school district my entire education, 13 years.
That's great.
But that's just some people don't have that option.
No, I hear that. But I'm saying, like, if I'm 18 and I'm telling my parents.
You're not 18. You're a 17-year-old kid who's probably getting all kinds of trouble.
I was 18 years old going into my senior year of high school.
I'm still protective of my 17-year-old that I love very much. I'm not going to leave him with some neighbors.
My parents would have let me stay. 100%.
Now you didn't move out of your parents' house until you were like 28.
No, I moved out when I was 18. And then I moved back in because I was like, rent sucks.
No way.
I mean, but
no
you
chance.
Got, really?
Get in the van.
Absolutely.
What if they're going to go to school in that state? And then you're going to have to pay out-of-state tuition?
There's schools
no,
in
you're
every
not.
State.
It's 6 months whenever you're living
that,
as a dad.
At 18 years
that's
old.
Not true.
You don't think at 17, 18 years old that kids,
not
like, thinking
got
about
held
your
back. We're talking about a 16 or 17-year-old.
I wasn't held back.
I graduated. I went to college at 17.
Well, you started young.
See? She would have been 16
Jordan,
years old.
Jordan, what age were you when you graduated high school?
17.
Son of a bitch. 17 here as well.
I was 18.
So,
because you got held back.
I did get held back.
Some people just need a little extra time.
No.
It's fine.
But at that time, I think, you know, if you've got a responsible enough child who's going to college or going to do whatever, like moving them across the country, you know, unless you plan on keeping them in your house forever.
Also, moving across the country is good for you. It gives you perspective. It makes you realize that the 100%. Friends that you have aren't the end-all, be-all. Like, you'll meet new friends.
Sure.
There's good things you can experience anywhere that you go.
I don't know, man. I'm on the other end.
No way am I leaving my 16 or 17-year-old.
Not 16. 16, no.
Oh, 16, no. Nope. But 17, fine?
If you're going to be 18 before you graduate high school, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that we're holding that 18-year-old as an adult to a very high standard because I was an absolute moron at 18.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not an adult at 18. I know that we are given, like, certain laws.
And
like,
still living with your neighbor.
War. I mean, it's not like, it's because, like, you're young and you're most fit at 18. It has nothing to do with, like, your brain and, like, your ability to, like, actually have, like, proper cognitive reasoning on like what's right and wrong.
Is making good decisions ever.
It's just a protective thing. I'm with you.
You're living with your trusted neighbors who you love dearly?
No, you are living with your parents that you hate.
I don't know, man.
Deal with it.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, so all of you go out for some drinks. Who is the designated driver and why do they have to miss out on all the fun?
Message deleted.
Mahoney is the designated driver because he is not the sort of person that would go, okay, I'm just going to have a couple of drinks, but I'll keep it together so that way I don't
that
get
ain't
drunk.
Happening.
He is either all in and getting roaring drunk, Frank the Tank style, or not a drop.
Yeah.
So Mahoney's the DD.
And I'm a lightweight.
Yeah. Audrey, if she has two drinks, she would be falling over.
Like, I'm falling over, but I'm definitely instant woo girl.
And Jordan has turned into a full-blown alcoholic since joining the show, so.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, don't be. It's fine. Welcome aboard.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Can bidets be used for more than just personal hygiene? Like, can I clean a baby or wash pets with those things?
Message deleted.
Okay, first off, you mispronounce bidets. You call bidets. It bidets. Bidets nuts. That's what you can wash with them.
I would like a nut feature on a bidet for sure.
Yeah,
I think that would
be. Little nuts
there is
on
a nut. There is a nut feature.
Is
just,
there?
Just click the lady part.
Oh.
It'll go up a little further.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
It goes to your home phone, cell phone, email, Facebook, Twitter, and home screen all at the same time.
They're everywhere.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. By the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.